Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Those of you who have been watching us for quite a while know that we have been telling you for years that there is going to come a war between continental Europe and the United States of America. World War III, if you please. And during that war, the United States of America will lose. Now, some have questioned this concept, not realizing that the Bible has been prophesying it to happen in these end times. This week, Der Spiegel Online, which is, of course, a left-liberal magazine, published two articles which show a little bit more as to why such a confrontation might happen. The reason being that the Europeans and the Americans don't think alike at all. Here is this first article talking about Mr. Obama's misfortunes. And it says, when Obama came to office, the country craved perfection. His government is far from perfect, however. It's not even close. But what is more appalling still, what is more shocking on so many levels, is the state of the nation, the political stupidity of entire states and systems that seem hell-bent on self-destruction. Europe and the United States are much farther apart than many Europeans think. The U.S. is different, completely and utterly different. And then in the same magazine, another article was published, which was actually an interview with Karl Rove, who used to be, of course, one of President Bush's advisors. And he talked about the political system, and that is what he had to say. In Europe and the United States, you've got different systems to select candidates. In Germany, you have a parliamentary system in which political parties weed out people. And the fact of the matter is that in Germany, on both sides of the aisle, particularly on the Social Democrat side, you have been lousy leadership of the political parties. And then he says our, in other words, the American primary system prevents this from happening so often. The advantage of our system is that it is able to react to changes in public opinion better than the European system generally is able to do. And then he goes on to make a very interesting statement. He says, America doesn't have a history of social democracy. We have been a country in which even the Democrats have been to the right of the left in Europe, and that's one of our strengths. So the American system, the American thinking is quite different from that of the Europeans. And as I pointed out in my last program about how the Germans really think, there is an anti-American feeling in Germany, in Europe, and that has always been the case, but it is getting worse. It is getting worse based on the fact that America is doing things which involves and affects Europe, which the Europeans absolutely don't like. To begin with, let's talk about the Iraq War, one of the most unpopular wars which have been fought in recent history when it comes to how the Europeans looked at it. Now, you might have heard about WikiLeaks dumping 400,000 classified military documents containing details of tortured Iraqis, an article which was published by ABC News on October 22. This article goes on to say the documents include evidence of state-sanctioned torture by the Iraqi government, new evidence of Iraqi government death squads, and Iran's involvement in funneling arms to Shiite militias, according to the Arab news channel Al Jazeera, which has been able to review the documents before their release. It goes on to say, among the highlights initially released by Al Jazeera are claims that the death toll reached 285,000 and that 63% of them were civilians. And it goes on about tortures which were happening in Iraq under United States supervision and control. Now, this is not going to be anything which is going to be very popular insofar as Europe is concerned. They will hate that report. Whether it's true or not, they will hate it. It will fuel the anti-Americanism which is already there. What about the Afghan war? Another, perhaps even more unpopular war now recently, because the Iraq war is coming to a close, so to speak. The Afghan war is still going on. A war which is hopeless. A war which everybody knows cannot be won. CNN reported the following this week. It said that a very high-profiled U.S. official who doesn't want to be named says that, well, we can fight this war in an indefinite state, but we aren't going to win it unless the Afghan government is going to do something about it. Now, we all know that the Afghan government is corrupt. We know that the criminal rates and all the things which are happening in that country are perhaps even worse than as they were before America intervened. The Afghan war in Europe, and specifically in Germany, is absolutely it's very unpopular, and of course it's anti-American, and this is going to add to the anti-American feelings over there. Now, what does this all mean? Why is it so important? It is important because, as I said, the Bible has prophesied that this is going to happen, that the relationship between Europe and the United States of America is going to deteriorate up until the point of an outright war. The Bible says that Europe will unite, and it will unite one more time. Of course, it has united quite a bit in its history. It has united under Charlemagne. He was crowned in 800 in the German city of Aachen as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And later, Otto the Great was crowned as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. And of course, we now see right now that Germany is becoming the leader of Europe and that Europe is uniting one more time. Now, we haven't reached that point yet, quite yet, because the Bible says that's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations, so-called core Europe, which will ultimately call all the shots under German leadership. But we are getting there. The Treaty of Rome was put together about, 50 years ago, and Europe has gradually uniting, coming to that point. The Bible says it's going to happen. It has happened before. We are not setting any dates, but we know that it's happening. But the Bible also says that when it's going to happen, the relationship with the United States of America and the State of Israel will come to the point of outright war. How is that going to happen? We don't know for sure. We need to watch what's happening, let's say, in the Middle East. We need to see that there is going to be a very animosity going on between Israel and Iran, of course, but most nations don't necessarily support either one. But we see that the president of Iran is becoming more and more popular in certain nations, like in Lebanon, when he was over there just a couple of weeks ago, and he received a glowing support from at least the Shiite community. We are here to watch. We know that Europe is ultimately going to intervene in the Middle East. It appears like that maybe a war will break out over there. The United States is going to be too reluctant, perhaps not even able anymore to intervene. If Obama loses the midterm elections, as it appears to be, he might not want to get involved in another war. And so it is up to Europe to do something about it, and Europe will. Again, this is what the Bible says. Europe will. And we have to watch what is happening over there. And the Bible also strongly indicates that Europe will launch a war at the same time against Israel and against the United States of America. Now, that sounds far-fetched perhaps today, because we don't quite see how Europe could be that powerful to do that. But the Bible says it's going to happen. We don't know when, but we know it cannot be that far off. And so we are here to watch. We are here to tell you what is happening, inform you about the developments, because the time which is prophesied to come is going to be a terrible time. A terrible time, specifically for the peoples of the United States of America and of Israel. So thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.